So with all of this, and still carrying Christ as the Messiah in our hearts and soul, what do? It's easy. We go on loving and realizing why he came. And, as I stated, he really survived what humankind tried to do to him. His divinity is real, and his resurrection was real. It just happened at his real death, when he was 86 or so, just as all of us are resurrected at our deaths. Jesus didn't have to die for our sins, nor did he come to die for our sins. He came to teach us and give us the knowledge of our all-loving Creator. Do we celebrate Christmas? Literally for God's sake, I hope so. But maybe, just maybe, it will be a Christmas filled with true joy and the real meaning of Christmas. It doesn't matter what month or date we celebrate it, or what anyone says about where he was born or even how he was born. The fact is, he came into the world, this world of darkness, then and now, and all through the difficult times in which humankind has suffered, fought, survived, and died in the last 2,000 years, and brought a light of hope of the hereafter, and that the true temple of God resides in our soul and our DNA that come from a loving Creator. Easter should also be celebrated with a renewed revival of not only our belief in our Lord, but a confirmation of this God-man who taught love and purpose in our life, and that we are just here to learn and then ascend back home to the other side from whence we came. My guide told me something so many years ago that I have shared only with my research groups. We know that on the other side, everyone is happy. But she remembered once that she was listening to a lecture by our Lord, who talks to all of us over there. Francine says, during the course of the lecture, he remarked without pain or remorse, but more as a matter of fact, that he had been aware of what would happen after his death. But he had hoped, or at least the human part of him hoped, that humankind would not take his simplistic teachings and turn them into political control and prejudice. He said that, sadly, all everyone seems to remember is a bleeding and bloody figure hanging on a cross, not the good works or the healings or the miracles or the love and forgiveness of an all-loving God. Francine says he added, if there is such a thing that people call rapture, it will be the coming of the knowledge of why he came and why he did suffer. So I wear a cross in honor of Jesus. Not one that has him on it in a state of crucifixion, but one that reminds me of the Jesus who lives on in joy and happiness and always walks with us. I am not special. I am only the reporter, not the editor. Only God is the editor. I have to write again that more than any other book I've written, I felt his hand on mine. And when I faltered, it was as if he said, "Don't stop now. Keep on going." So I did. This Christmas, I'm going to gather my family around me and tell them the true story of this God-man, this great and glorious mystical traveler who came to bring light to this dark world. I'm also going to encourage them and all of us to not just go out and get into a commercial glut, but maybe exchange one gift that we made or something really special, and then go out and give of our time to those who don't have as much. Maybe then Jesus wouldn't have lived and eventually died in vain, and his words will take root and bloom instead of falling on the barren rocks of our ignorance. This has been a Highbridge Audio production.